Hi, and welcome back to Using Mobile Geo. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to create a user POI, point of interest, and we're going to have it based on our current GPS location. Then we will actually use the Mobile Geo Getting Warmer feature to locate that GPS.
One of my favorite ways to use Mobile Geo is to hone in on a point of interest. For example, if you have to walk across a parking lot or you have to meet somebody at a certain location and at the same location every day, or you're in some big complex and you want to find your way to a specific door that is not on a map, this is a very nice feature to help you kind of zoom in on it. And I'm going to show you how to do that right now. So I'm going to create a point of interest based on my current GPS location. If you've been experimenting with Mobile Geo since our last lesson, it's a good idea to always clear your destination. And the way to do that is to press the left soft key, which I've already done, and I'm going to go to Route Functions.
Route Functions, 2 of 8.
Press Enter.
Create automatic route, 1 of 10.
And the very bottom of this menu says,
Clear current destination, 10 of 10.
Clear current destination, which is what I want to do, just to make sure we're starting on a clean slate. Okay, so I'm going to press Enter.
Main screen, good quality, 23 feet, tracking 8 satellites, plus foot, destination cleared successfully.
Okay, so we have the message that the destination was cleared successfully. So to create a user POI based on where I am right now, I'm going to press the left soft key.
Set positions, 1 of 8.
For the function menu. And we want to set the current position. So the top of the menu says set position. I'm going to press Enter.
Set an address, 1 of 3.
And we have three choices. Set an address.
Use GPS position, 2 of 3.
Use GPS position, which is really what I want to do. It doesn't really matter where I'm located on a map. I don't want to enter an actual address. Right now, I just want wherever I'm standing, this is where I want to return to at some point in the future. So I'm going to press Enter on that.
As destination, 1 of 3.
And the first choice says set as destination. Well, I don't really want to go there now. Okay, I want to create a point of interest so I can always return to it later and manipulate it in the future. So I'm going to press the down arrow key.
As virtual position or origin, 2 of 3.
And the final selection.
As user POI, 3 of 3.
As a user POI, a user point of interest, that's what I want to do. So I'm going to press Enter on the selection.
POI details, press left soft key for options, right soft key to go back and enter to change details, or press hash to return to the main screen, plus name colon.
Okay, so I have a lot of different criteria I can enter, a lot of data I can enter here. For the sake of brevity, I'm just going to enter the name of the POI, which is really all you need. And you can go in later. What I usually do is create a POI when I'm out and about and fill in the details later. The selection bar is on name, so I want to enter a name. I'm going to press the Enter key.
POI details window, name colon, edit, left soft, okay, right soft, cancel.
I have an edit box, and now I can enter whatever name I want. I'm going to put in my home.
CAPHOME.
So it says my home. And I'm going to press the left soft key, which is now labeled OK.
Left soft options, right soft back. POI detail, mobile geo window, left soft options, right soft back. Plus name colon, my home, window 18.
My home. We're almost done. At this point, I'm going to press the left soft key, which is labeled options.
Set as destination, 1 of 3.
I don't want to fit this destination.
Set as virtual position, 2 of 3. Save POI changes, 3 of 3.
Ah, the third choice says save POI changes, and you have to do that, okay? Otherwise, it won't save it for the future. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to press Enter on save POI changes.
POI details, plus name colon my home. POI details, press left soft key for options, right soft key to go back and enter to change details, or press hash to return to the main screen, plus name colon my home.
I've got my home set as a user POI.
My home, private.
And that's all there is to creating a GPS-based user POI. Just so you know how to get out of this when you're done, I'm going to press the right soft key for menu.
Main screen, good quality, 23 feet, tracking 8 satellites.
Now I'm back on the main screen. And let's just see what our information says here.
Plus nearest POI colon my home, 16 feet, 2 o'clock, 4 of 11.
And you can see that it does say that my nearest POI is my home, and it says within 16 feet. Now, I have not moved one inch since I set that POI, so I understand this is not pinpoint accuracy. Remember that currently I'm inside an office, and so I don't even have access to, I'm surprised I can get through the ceiling, because there isn't a window anywhere remotely close to here. And yet it's still giving me a pretty good reading. And of course, remember that the satellites are moving at about a mile or so above us. 16 feet I can live with. So before I began the lesson today, I created several POIs that were based on the GPS position. For example, I have one that was called Home. I just created one for you, of course, called My Home, but I also have one that I generated earlier called Home. I also have one called Parking Space. You may create some that for things like ATM machines at a certain bank or a bus stop. the uses are really endless. So now that we have the GPS-based POIs, now we're going to hone in on going from one to the other. To do that, we have to set up the getting warmer feature, and that's what we're going to do now. Remember this, too. By the way, I'm back at the main screen, and I do have my the GPS mode is active, and I have announcements, look-around announcements, enabled. So make sure that's turned on. Sometimes people try to use Mobile Geo without the look-around announcements turned on, and it gets silent, and then they get worried. Okay, I'm at the main screen of Mobile Geo, and now I want to create a route that's based on the Getting Warmer feature. To do this, I'm going to press the left soft key for functions.
Set positions, blend of 8.
And I'm going to go to the bottom of the list by pressing the up arrow key because it will wrap around.
User favorites, 8 of 8.
And this is, believe it or not, where I spend most of my time in Mobile Geo because it can get right to what I want when I want it. So, user favorites, I'm going to press enter.
User POIs, blend of 2.
And I have two choices, user POIs or saved routes.
Saved routes, 2 of 2.
And of course, I want to go to the user POIs, so I'm going to go back up and press enter on it.
User POIs, blend of 2. Plus parking space, 4 of 5.
There's plus parking space, so I'm going to press enter on that to select it.
Open, blend of 2.
And of course, I get two choices, open or delete. I want to open it, so I'm going to press enter.
POI details, press left, POI details, plus name, colon, parking space, on Brunscombe Circle, heading northeast.
Okay, at this point, I have all the details, the labels for the details. I didn't enter anything but the name. It says parking space. I'm going to press the left soft key for options.
Set as destination, 1 of 3.
We can set it as a destination.
On Brunscombe Circle, 134 feet, 11 o'clock to dead end.
So I'm going to press enter on that.
Create pedestrian route to parking space, 1 of 4.
I can create a pedestrian route.
Create vehicle route to parking space, 2 of 4.
I can create a vehicle route.
Use the getting warmer function to parking space, 3 of 4.
And there you go. Use the getting warmer function. So I'm going to press enter on that.
Main screen, good quality, 19 feet, tracking 9 satellites, plus position, colon, 9063, Brunscombe Circle. On Brunscombe Circle, 167 feet, right to stand. Main screen, good quality, 19 feet, tracking 9 satellites.
And that's all there is to it, to set up the route. All you have to do now is begin walking, and Mobile Geo will begin notifying you of your position relative to the destination approximately every 12 seconds. As odd as it may sound, what I'm going to do now is actually do a getting warmer demonstration leaving from the parking space back to my home, which is kind of neat. It's only about a 37-second walk, but it'll give you an idea. The only difference between what the demonstration is going to be in just a second is that I'm actually at the parking space, and I'm going to find my way home because I think most people would want to find their way home from wherever they are. It's a little weird, but you got to expect a little weird from time to time, right? Anyway, here we go.
Destination colon home, 144 feet right. Montana and lane heading east, 140 feet right to home. Montana and lane, 18 feet, 10 o'clock to Brunscombe Circle. On Brunscombe Circle, heading southeast. On Brunscombe Circle, 168 feet ahead to dead end. 63 feet ahead to home. Destination home, my home in Cyprus. Home, private, right side.
And that's all there is to it. We found our way home. That's all we have for today, and I hope you enjoyed learning how to get a little warmer with Mobile Geo. My name is Mark Taylor. If you'd like any information about Code Factory or Code Factory products, point your browser to www.codefactory.es. That's CodeFactory, one word, .e as in Edward, S as in Sam. Okay, I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.